You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Amelia with So Good. That's the Go Nuclear remix. That's from the brand new Wow, the 2021 remix album, which just came out on Friday and had a big old party on Saturday night, organised by Sun Return. And we've got Sun Return himself in the studio. It's Zach Arnold. Hello, Zach.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, it's very exciting to have you in here. Let's just cut to the chase. What are we talking about? What is this very exciting thing that's happening?
So this morning we announced the Festival of Sun Returned, which is hopefully going to be an annual celebration of all the musicians that Cool Sun return home.
Cool.
It's also acting as a fundraising event for the label.
Me.
Because ultimately this is my hobby.
Yeah. This is a passion, massive passion project. Yeah.
And like all hobbies or like all small record labels, funds are quite tricky to come by.
Yeah.
So it'll be a big fundraising event for future plans.
That's awesome. Nice. Considering it is, as you say, a hobby or a smaller record label, you've been doing some pretty amazing stuff with Sun Return since you've been officially using that as your sort of label name. Tell us a little bit about some of the artists on your roster. They will not be, unfamiliar to BFM listeners because we love them all very dearly. How have you sort of come to have this wonderful group of people working with you?
I'm very lucky in that the jobs that I've had in the past have, they've all been dealing with Aotearoa, but more specifically Tamaki Makaurau's musical ecosystems.
Yep.
And having played in bands myself, there were lots of people that came about. I'm Amelia. I met Amelia here at BFM.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Baby Teeth, Baby Zionov, I met through I'm Amelia. Dateline, Katie from Dateline, I knew from my friend, like my friend group, and,
yep,
and through my partner, Kate. Deep State was a classic. You played a show at Wine Cellar.
Yep.
Rowan has just mastered something and is like trying to make sure the levels are right by blasting it through the PA and going, what's this?
That was a very good Rowan impression. Yeah.
Greengrove, which is the project of Darren Fenwick. Our older bands have played in the past.
Yep.
And he was sending me kind of preview things and was really the catalyst for starting the label.
Mm.
Kittier I met through BFM. Chris Cudby, I've known for many years, either having him up here on B or through his incredible work at Under the Radar.
Yeah.
And Inti Honey as well, again through mutual friends, and I'm in awe of all of the musicians in that group. And then with the festival as well, there's a couple of kind of new additions to the label. We've been working a bit behind the scenes with a few people, one being Double Double.
Awesome.
Liam is a phenomenal musician.
Absolute goat.
Yeah.
Just the best.
Yeah, and I would argue really paved the way for a lot of the alternative rap that we're hearing at the moment. And Long Distance Runner as well.
Sick.
Are joining the party, and they've got some new recordings on the way as well.
That's really cool.
Yeah. They're just phenomenal. They're so good.
I think that one of the nicest things about Sun Return as a kind of label is that it does feel like a family, not to be, cliche about it, but as you say, these are not just like bands that you like. These are friends of yours. These are people you've like played with, you've worked with, that you have like very much existed alongside in the music space for a long time. It must be really nice in the role as like a label boss to be able to like platform in ways that feel cool and fun and genuine music that you're really enjoying. What are some of your favorite bits about running a little label?
I think, first off, I'm very grateful to be able to engage with these people's music and that they trust me to release it. And it's like a giant puzzle, releasing music, and especially making it, like anyone can release music.
Mm.
There are so many fantastic platforms. It's just about how you strategically plan and where you put your time and effort, and everything's different. Everyone's got like some kind of weird subgenre on some part of the internet that people will go crazy for. So just trying to work out how best to tap into everything and make it go as smoothly as possible is
totally
quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
I just think about it all the time.
A labor of love, like, in the truest sense. It is the thing you wake up thinking about and probably go to bed thinking about too, I imagine. Yeah.
I did have a friend introduce me to Magic the Gathering earlier in the year, and that is carving out a bit of
time in your life as well.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We've all got these new hobbies in the last year, I think. We've all just discovered things that we didn't know we were going to be into. Here we are.
I find that I'm leaning into lots of the things that I was into as a teenager. Like, you know, I was
me too.
I was that nerd with, like, a wizard statue and, like, a yes. shiny dragon statue when I was 11, you know? Like, let's just double down.
Hard out. Everyone have their teenage, you know, renaissance right now.
Yeah. I guess the one thing I should also say about the label is that I am a firm believer in collective action.
Yeah.
And when things are weighted against you, like it is for musicians, mm-hmm. especially independent musicians, if you can come together and kind of, I think you can gain more traction in whatever your goals may be.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've kind of already seen that from artists that you've been supporting, like getting nominations for the Tate Prize, which was pretty awesome.
That was great.
It was pretty, so must have cool. been pretty stoked on that one.
It was really good.
And then, like, I mean, Amelia's gig on the weekend was such a testament to exactly that community coming together and putting on something pretty special. Like, I don't think I've ever been to a gig where, you know, you've got everybody who contributed to a record performing a set and from all parts of the country, and it just being this kind of like wonderful celebration of something that can feel a little bit ephemeral sometimes, like a sort of a genre or a kind of like electronic music space. And then when you have people all in a room dancing together and just having such a lovely time, you kind of get that real world, oh, this is what it's all about moment, kind of hit pretty hard. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm really glad that happened.
I had lots of fun, Zach.
Yeah,
I had
cool.
lots of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So did I.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to having fun at the Festival of Sun Return. What are the when, where's and hows and stuff like that?
So it's happening on June 12th, so a little bit in the future. It's at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar. Sick. Because they're just the greatest.
They are the spaces that make it happen.
Yeah. And as somebody who's, you know, I'm always trying to, for a long time I've had this dream of like trying to work out a tour circuit of Auckland, but mm-hmm. it's pretty impossible.
Yeah.
And so the service that they provide is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, on the 12th, Whammy Backroom Wine Cellar, tickets are available now from Under the Radar. They're $20 and then there'll be $30 on the door. So save yourself a little bit of money. Yeah.
That is a steal. That's a huge steal. I'm so looking forward to that. June the 12th, stick it in your calendar. Go get a ticket now so you're not even having to worry about if you miss out.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. We're going to play some Deep State. Tell us a little bit more about Deep State.
Deep State is the project of Jess Morgan, who also performs in Wellness. There's obviously Sunrise, which has come out and has been played on BFM quite a bit, which is lovely to see. And there's an album on the way.
That is very exciting.
And everything that goes with it. Jess is a web developer by day and through lockdown decided to really kind of drill into making some electronic music, and
awesome.
And what Jess made was really good.
Well, let's have a listen to it then. This is Sunrise by Deep State. Thank you so much, Zach Arnold. Looking forward to the Festival of Sun Return.
95B's FM. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.